This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hill Notes coming up in about 20 minutes, and Courtney is off, Curtis is off, Mego is here. I don't know what you're taking more abuse for in the Twitch chat on the text line, your take on perjury or your take on Jaden Daniels this morning.
I don't have a take on perjury. I just want to say that. I have no strong opinion. I'm sorry if I offended.
Sounds to me like...
I may be walking it back.
It sounds to me like you don't object to people who are untruthful.
It's just, it's really not my area of expertise to speak on.
I
plead the fifth.
Respectfully. I'm just going to shut up.
So I give you a real life example. The husband goes out with his boys, says he'll be home at 10, gets back at 2. He's got glitter all over him. And he says, I ended up running into, I had a collision with a glitter truck.
Oh.
Are you okay with that if that's not what really happened?
Does it have a battery in this one of these electric batteries that are exploding everywhere?
Yes.
Because this
accident,
is something I just learned about today.
Accident right now, a fire right now, electric vehicle on fire on the Massachusetts Turnpike by Fenway Park. So just be aware that you're going to have to deal with that if you were trying to make your way in or out of the city this morning.
Yeah, so, be careful.
But yeah, I mean, 617 texter says Andy Hart's take could not have been more level-headed and reasonable, thinking that a rookie who had an all-time year going to the NFC Championship game might not have that same next year. Mego is a typical millennial green teamer.
I'm a green teamer. What's this have to do with the Celtics?
Washington Commanders fan.
You're a maroon teamer.
Okay, so yes. Jaden Daniels had over 3,500 passing yards last year. Like, he didn't have a 4,000 yard season, and he's a good passer, so he might run less. Like, he might not have 891 rushing yards. He might not convert all these third downs with his legs again, because the league will correct to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a matter of, like, kind of what you and Shine were talking about earlier, Wiggy. Yeah. Like, the idea of, do you think that wins are quarterback stats?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't go back to the conference championship, it's not necessarily because of Jaden Daniels. Like, Jaden Daniels could have an even better year statistically. He could impress even more, and you just come up short defensively.
Like, if you think Jaden Daniels is a good quarterback, then there's probably a good chance that he has a better season than he did last year, because his season last year was similar to what Mac Jones' rookie year was, as far as yardage you brought up, touchdowns, interceptions. And it was a good year, but it wasn't like one of those, you know, it wasn't like he threw 35 touchdowns or he had over 4,000 yards. So if you feel like he's a good quarterback and he's just going to get better, then the expectations are that he gets better statistically. Maybe like you said, the team might not get to the NFC Championship, but they'll still be a good football team.
Yeah, and I don't know. I do think that there's going to be this natural comparison that continues just because they were 2-3 in the draft, and he's the guy that you almost got.
And I agree with you.
And he had a great season last year.
I think they're always going to be tied together just because of, you know, the way that they were so close to who's number two, who's number three, and you're spot on, versus where I think everybody knew Caleb Williams was number one. Then it became, okay, who's two and who's three?
What is going on around here this morning? Did Amen Corner just come in here and move the Twitch monitor?
I think so, because I think it was in front of the camera that normally captures Wiggy's beautiful face.
Okay, well, we moved it out of the way because we got last-minute notification that our pal Tully Bantacane was going to stop by because he's in the area. And so I can't have it be behind him, so I had moved it.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
See, I mean,
this place is falling apart without Curtis.
I don't know what's going on.
It's really,
is it Curtis or Courtney? I think it's Courtney.
Yeah, because Courtney generally moves that monitor.
So should I be doing that?
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm sorry, this wasn't detailed in the responsibility. Greg has to do it? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's the responsibility of the woman.
It's woman's work.
Yeah, I think it's a woman's work.
It's women's work to move
the TV monitor.
Oh, my back. Call HR.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Greg's going to need a bag.
I've always wanted to go out on workman's comp.
There you go.
It's not very common in this job, though.
If I had actually gotten on the greasy pole and injured myself, could I have gone out on workman's comp?
Apparently, they are, for the first time in 20 years, doing a greasy pole event in Springfield at the Italian Festival this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So I was reading about that because someone had sent me the article, but it's a different kind of greasy pole, right? This seems to be a climb the greasy pole type thing instead of run out on the greasy pole. I may be mistaken, but that's how I interpreted it.
Are you interested if they offer you the opportunity?
Not on climbing. I want to do it over water. If it's very similar to the one in Gloucester, I'm in. Totally.
Well, that's my moonshot. When it comes to road shows, next year is to get you officially on the greasy pole.
Heck yeah.
Whether Gloucester Tom says yes or no, I don't care at this point.
I got my Pokemon costume ready to go. I'm good.
Oh my God. Which Pokemon?
Eevee.
Oh.
So I look like a furry.
Nobody would know what you are. You got to do Pikachu.
I don't have a Pikachu costume.
You have a little Pikachu tail sticking up as your crawling.
Yeah, I could probably get one. Spirit Halloween will open up soon, I'm pretty sure, so I can just go in and get a costume there or something.
Can we open up one more time this morning the window world of Boston, WEI weather window, please? Because the weekend is here. Sox are at Fenway, and so there will be those who are there tonight, those who are there tomorrow, those who are there Sunday. What do we have forecast-wise, Sean?
Yeah, Greg, so currently right now here in the city of Boston, it's 68 degrees and cloudy. It's going to be cloudy all day, but the high is 80, so it's going to be warm out. All weekend, though, partly sunny, high of 82 both Saturday and Sunday, so it looks like you're going to have a great time at the Sox game tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. Window World of Boston can get you a whole house full of new energy-efficient windows installed for just $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And here is Mego with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. A three-run, seventh inning propelled the Red Sox to their seventh straight win last night. They took the first of four games against the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3. Sidon Rafaela hit the go-ahead two-run double during that inning. Roman Anthony had an RBI single to get the party started, and Marcelo Meyer also had an RBI double.
Rafaela has just been clutch and extraordinary. I hope that continues.
Here he is with Lou Merlone postgame.
For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway, huh?
That's one thing about this team. Like, not just Marcelo Meyer or Roman Anthony, guys who have just come up, but there's a lot of guys on the team who have never gotten to experience Fenway in October in that playoff atmosphere. It's a totally different thing.
I mean, who on the team currently has? I don't know that there's anybody on that team has.
Rough stuff.
Just Bregman, right?
He hasn't experienced Fenway.
Oh, sorry about that.
I mean, yeah, I guess on the other side.
I'm sorry. I'm knee-deep in the Springfield Italian.
Okay, could you just, for like the 5 minutes that we're doing this, could you just pay attention to what we're doing or remain silent?
We are off the rails. Walker Buehler. gave up 3 runs over 6 innings, and closer Aroldis Chapman struck out 2 in the 9th to record his 16th save and 1,300th strikeout. Big news for the Sox, Alex Bregman will return to the lineup tonight, according to MassLive's Chris Cotillo. The Sox moved David Hamilton down to Worcester to make room for Bregman, who's been out with a quad strain since May. Manager Alex Cora says Bregman will play in 2 games in this Tampa series. Hunter Dobbins gets the start tonight against the Rays. You can catch all the action at 7:10 here with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Christian Arcan gets you ready with pregame at 6:10. Subaru summer is finally here. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 72 months or lease for just $269 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Hill Notes coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jones and Keith coming up in about 40 minutes or so on a Friday, and Courtney out, Curtis out, Mego here, and TBC, our pal Tully Bantacane, stopped by this morning. Good morning and hello. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday, man.
We last saw you in Hampton Beach at Bernie's with a 2-300 of New Hampshire and Massachusetts finest at the road show.
Yeah. That was awesome. Bernie's Beach Bar, man. That was it was quite the weekend. We're having quite the weekend next week, but yeah, I want to first of all say shout out to LB, man.
Yeah, I know. Really, really a rough week when it comes to that. And I know you spent some time with LB, as most everybody in this region did. And a lot of Greg Hill Foundation golf tournaments.
Oh, man. So many memories with that dude, man. I remember Atlantic City. We were ripping around in a golf cart He had the kilt on all weekend. Commando, by the way. I mean,
see, this is the thing. There are Wiggy.
Yeah.
There are 8 million stories. Yep. I don't know that I don't remember half of them, and I don't know that there's enough time to tell all of them. So yes, he was fond at times on the golf course of wearing a kilt, commando. I don't know. Is it normal that you wear underwear under it? I don't know enough about the kilt.
About kilts?
Yeah, I don't know how it's normally done.
When I wore a kilt in lacrosse, you usually wear like spandex shorts under it.
Okay.
So you do the opposite. You're trying to ultra cover up.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know about golf. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to ask the Scottish, right? Aren't they the ones that, the Scottish and the Irish, and they the ones that do the kilts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was Atlantic City. That was a lot of fun, that golf tournament.
Man, I mean, it's a blurred memory, but they're good ones.
And, I think I remember you at some point in a hot tub.
I think I might have tripped and fell.
I think there were some ladies in there.
I think, I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
What did you fall into?
It was a long time ago.
It's a hot tub.
But LB, man, what a beautiful soul, man.
He was. One of a kind. Like, there will never be another Lyndon Byers. Never.
No.
Never. Now, listen, you have your event coming up next weekend. Am I correct about that? At Hampton Beach.
Next weekend, yep. Saturday and Sunday, right in front of Bernie's Beach Bar with our boy Al Fleury and Jamie, and right in front of the Beach Club Casino. It's going to be a full weekend of just everything you can think of for prizes, for athletes to come out and do their thing. We got a one-on-one competition, full tackle Oklahoma drills, one-on-one receiver versus DB, and we have full tackle exhibition games that'll be played with some flag thrown in there, and then we got stuff for the kids with a sandcastle competition. We got a cornhole competition, all for prizes. So it's going down. We got a lot of special guests coming out too.
Is Wiggy going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be pulling up. I'll be in the building because I cannot wait to see people go full tilt, like Oklahoma drills on the beach. It's going to be, and you know, there's people that still, they're hoping they're still living that dream of, you know, I'm not going nowhere near anything because I am not getting hurt, but it's going to be interesting to see some of these dudes scrap it up and go out there.
Well, it's Tully's Beach Football League, and you're, if somebody wants to come out, you got all the information up on the website?
Yeah, beachfootballleague.com. You can go on there to sign up as an athlete to win some prizes or make the team, or you can just come. It's a free event, so if you want to just come and watch. But we're also sponsored by Sun Cruiser and Smutty Nose, so we'll have a VIP beer garden for those who want to come out and have a little something on the beach, and it's going to be a little something for everybody, man. So, yeah, beachfootballleague.com. You can check it out. We'll have more information. But the A7FL, I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
They're coming out.
Oh, are they?
So it's going to be some hitting on the beach.
They get after it.
What's their deal?
They're like a, it's like a, I don't know if it's like 5-on-5 or 6-on-6.
Seven.
7-on-7.
Three-man line.
And they go full tackle, no helmets.
No pads.
No pads, nothing. And it's a league that's like all over the country. And I mean, they are killing each other. And it could be a 300-pounder running the football.
Yeah, they got a quarterback that's 300 pounds that goes out there.
Like, and it's like, man, they go in, and these are like younger dudes in their 30s. Like, some of them are like still really good athletes, and some of them just, you know, like they look like they've been hauling trucks all day, and they get off and they just throw their spandex on and they give them a football, and it's like, man.
So those guys will be there as well?
Yep, the championship team, BIC out of Jersey. They're making the trip looking for smoke. So it's going to be the best players out of Hampton in the New England region who try out versus those guys.
Well, see, the BFL, though, might have an advantage because they play on regular field turf or grass, where on the beach is going to be, because remember, on the beach, everybody's slower. You know, everybody's slower. It's a little bit harder to run. So the BFL guys might have a little bit of advantage.
Yeah. Okay, and a bunch of your former teammates, a bunch of former NFL guys coming as well?
Yeah, it's going to be Lonnie Paxton's coming out, Patrick Chung, Wiggy's going to be out there, obviously. Pete Brock's coming through. We got Patrick Pass is going to be in the building. So the advantage is going to go to the BFL in terms of coaching.
Right.
Because we'll have some NFL guys out there helping that.
I'll do one-on-ones against Pete Brock. That's about all.
party afterwards.
And Jarvis Green. Shout out to Jarvis Green. He'll be in the building as well. So it's going to be
a party afterwards at Chung's place up there?
Yeah, well, yes, Chung will be in the building. No, after parties at Bernie's and the Beach Club Casino.
All right, so, okay.
But Chung will be in the building for sure.
Yes, he will. Bright and early and late. All right, Tully, great to see you, bud.
Great to see you, man. Thanks for having me.
Great New England Patriot, Tully Banticat.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got to get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Jensen here, and I just wanted to comment on Mingo's comment yesterday. That looks Civil War-esque, which is he hit the nail right on the head. That's the look I'm going for to pay homage to my late great Uncle Angus Burns, who is a, as Courtney would say, a colonel in the Civil War. Colonel Angus Burns served bravely through many battles. Colonel Angus fought through his own debilitating diseases of syphilis and gonorrhea and I believe herpes as well. He still fought bravely, as I would like to pay homage to Colonel Angus Burns. This summer, to add to my bucket list, I would like to attend a Civil War reenactment in full Union Civil War garb. And it would be great if all my exploits this summer could be documented, so if I hit the bottle again, I'll remember what the heck I did.
All right. So
Colonel Angus.
Had to be here for that. Leeds. Jackson's lead this morning was about his mom and her birthday tomorrow. And so, it was a fine lead. It was great. Great. And Shime, also your birthday tomorrow.
That's correct, yeah.
Right. How old?
I turn 33 tomorrow.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
Ooh, Larry Bird year.
Yes.
I remember the 30s. I remember the 40s. Soon I'll be remembering the 50s. What are you doing for it? Anything special?
Lauren and I are going to be out and about all weekend. Going to pop into a Pokemon show.
Oh.
Gonna go
to where's the Pokemon show?
Over in Wakefield.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to gonna pop into a brewery or two and then go see Superman on Sunday.
Oh, something don't smell right around Jim.
What?
Something don't smell right. Oh, I'm just throwing it out there.
I know what you're saying. There was a recent robbery.
Yep. And somebody's going to a
Pokemon show.
I go to these shows all the time.
Stolen merchandise?
No, if you remember, that robbery happened at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, correct. It did.
So
yes,
he doesn't have an alibi of being in this building.
No, but I was asleep at home. So it's okay.
And Shime was ripping off the prices for those Pokemon boxes that were getting ripped off $30,000, $20,000, right. $10,000. It's like,
You can don't worry. Wiggy, I'm pretty sure if you watch the video, you could tell it's probably not me.
You never know.
Guy seemed a little bit taller, a little bit slimmer than myself.
He was also perhaps more fleet of foot than you.
No, Greg, I'm pretty fleet of foot, to my credit.
Really?
Yeah, like
you?
A cat. I'm pretty nimble.
I wouldn't assume that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess maybe I shouldn't assume, but yeah, okay, great.
Hellman, good morning. Robert Kraft with you, and I just wanted to say Jonathan and I were commemorating a new Patriots star on a business trip to Hawaii, and I'm honored that you sent Chris Curtis all the way out there. A little disheartened by the fact that we had a life-size Tom Brady wax figure, and he was spotted making out with it, which made me a little jealous as I missed my double cheek kisses from Tommy, but have a good day, guys.
Not a bad one. Yeah, I mean, not really.
Not great.
There have been better Robert Kraft Hill Notes.
I thought
that
was pretty good.
It's
good.
Not bad.
As long as they don't use a wax statue of Brady.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Shout out to Wiggy to get a mention on Greg Rosenthal's top 25 players in the last 25 years. In Randy Moss's section, he mentions the Afro group. America's finest receivers on Sunday. Attaboy, Wiggs.
Okay.
All right. I didn't even know it, but I'll take it.
You didn't even know it.
The Afro group, we all wore Afros. We had our hair out. It was the playoff game against the Green Bay Packers. We went in Green Bay and beat them.
Huh.
That's the infamous Randy Moss moon the crowd game.
Oh, yes.
Where people got all up in arms about that one.
Yes.
How could he do that?
Yeah.
That is so disrespectful for him to moon us.
Yeah. Huh? People were griping about, I don't know how you do this, but it was the 25 best players of the last 25 years. And Tom Brady was the starting quarterback, and Mahomes and Manning were the backups. And the Mahomes people were griping about it.
Why? Tom Brady's the best quarterback in the last ever.
And there never will be any better.
No, like, and he played from 2000 until 2000 and what, 21, 22?
Yeah, we'll give give a 5 year shine. We'll be like, yeah, Brady's just okay.
No.
He's like Lawrence Taylor. He's okay.
No.
Here's a prediction for you, Greg, with your boy Jackson putting the bottle down. Watch how many less curbs he hits in his car. You'll see. A lot of less flat tires coming.
He has had some incidents when it comes to driving.
Does he hit curbs a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Really? That's like his trademark.
Yeah.
He got scared by a foul ball one time.
One time. Well, I don't think he blamed the curb incident on the foul ball. That was a different incident where his windshield was cracked, and he said he was driving by a baseball field, and a ball randomly broke his windshield.
Oh.
That would be terrifying. Yeah.
But there was an actual outline of a human being in the windshield, which to me didn't. It didn't seem it was right.
See, I think you're because remember he found the human bone the femur bone on the side.
Yes, come to find out, bird bones.
Yes, he did. He was one time. Was he walking in the woods?
Yeah,
I thought he was driving and pulled over.
That's right, because he didn't. I'm thinking of a different story where he pulled over because he had to go pee, and he went down to the river and slipped in.
Yes, he did say that. That was the explanation. But at one point, he found a human bone, and I think he called the police.
Yeah.
Same way he called the police when the dollar store was closed at 9:57, supposed to be open till 10.
He called the police over
that? Yes, he called the police on that.
That's not the right chain of command there.
You think that's
there?
Misuse of 911? Yeah, like if a store says it's open till 10 and they're not open?
He should be charged for that. Yeah. He should catch a charge.
Oh, Jackson's here, I think, to clarify.
Yeah, I was getting my car fixed near a wooded area and walking around waiting for my car to be fixed when I spotted the bone that I thought was human, but turned out to be bird.
Okay.
And now all these scenarios, you know, strung together make me sound like an interesting person, but I really do feel like I lead a pretty boring life, but maybe not.
How many days alcohol free?
Tomorrow it'll be 28.
Just erase the whiteboard.
I feel like the way you answered that, you may have gone back to it last
night. No, I was thinking of the date. Tomorrow will be 28 days.
All right, 28 days later.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you feel better?
Not really. I don't feel much different, to be honest.
At least you're honest.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit bored. Like that's literally the only side effect is that I'm bored.
Oh, you don't have drinking to take up your time?
You got that right.
How long are you going for? Forever?
I don't know. I'll go as long, see how I can, you know, as long as I can go. And I figured if I didn't crave it after 2 or 3 days, why enter it back into my life?
Yeah. It's not depends great. On how the weekend goes. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Play it by ear.
Depends how my 20-cent table tennis goes on FanDuel.
It is I, bald white man of privilege, from Southie, with a huge ego. And as I leave the King Kamehameha Club and head down the highway like Magnum P.I., I often think about my friend Jermaine Wiggins as he stands on the sandy shores of Shays Beach, overlooking the beautiful Boston Harbor, gazing up at the planes spilling jet fuel all over Winthrop. I am truly a privileged man.
There Shays he is, Beach. Curtis, really enjoying himself.
He's
you
living
can
the
tell
life
on social media.
Beautiful crib too.
It's very nice. Dad has a nice timeshare or whatever it is down there, and so
good for him.
Probably a place. I'm guessing like a place that his father stole from one of the native Hawaiians who grew up there. But really, seems like a very nice place.
Courtney goes on vacation. Replace it with Lego my Mego. You know, same thing for Greg and Wiggy. They will replace them. Jackson's mother admits that she birthed him. Hmm. Numbnuts goes on vacation. He doesn't get replaced. Hmm. What's going on here? Yeah. Who's not needed?
No, he's irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Curtis is irreplaceable.
Man, if you guys haven't seen Coco's nightly routine on an airplane, you're missing out. It's like something right out of The Office where Dwight puts on the mannequin mask. It's wild.
I didn't see that. Do you follow her on the TikTok?
I didn't see that. I don't use TikTok, but I do know that she uses mouth tape. Does she still do that when she sleeps?
Yes.
I have friends who do that. And then I heard recently that a huge amount of cavities are caused by breathing through your mouth.
Really?
I don't know if that's real. First of all, I'm skeptical of a lot of things that I hear health-wise, but that, yeah, like as much as you eat sugar and everything,
uh-huh.
but breathing through your mouth like most people do when they sleep
yeah.
is bad.
Yeah, I use
for
mouth
your
tape.
Tooth,
yeah. Yeah.
I use tooth health. You use mouth tape?
Yeah, because I hate the. I'm an open mouth sleeper.
Yeah.
So I get up and I got the dry mouth and all that. So when I wear the mouth tape, it keeps me and it helps you from snoring.
I can't do that because my teeth are too big.
Breathing Through Your Mouth, also the title of the forthcoming book from Jaron Duran.
Hey, Mago. Love that Maryland accent. You going to take a ride in your Subaru, go down ocean, then take a walk in the moonlight?
I don't think I have an accent.
No, you're not bad.
Some people do.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
do you think
only when you say wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
In Maryland.
Would it would be a Maryland accent.
A long yeah. O. Like, yeah. O.
What's the main connection? Is that your husband's? Is his?
No, my family lives up there part-time.
Okay, part-time.
Yeah,
oh, excuse me.
Well, my parents aren't sure what they're doing for their retirement yet, and my mom works up there, and they still have the place I grew up in, so they go back and forth.
Oh, so you...
it's nice for them.
You used to go to Maine as a kid then. You had the connection.
No, this was a decision they made several years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, shout out to all the Maine listeners on our stations up there, and... Did you say you're going to Maine this weekend?
I'm going to Maine this weekend for my first anniversary.
Awesome. Oh, where are you going?
Congrats.
Going to Portland.
Portland, great food city.
Love Portland. Yeah. Love everything about it.
There was a guy calling in yesterday complaining about Mego. That guy can take a leap. Mego and Coco are awesome. Love you guys.
Oh,
that warms my heart.
Thank you.
Hey, will somebody tell Jackson you can still trim your mustache when you're growing a beard? Dude's starting to look like UConn Cornelius over here. Happy birthday, Jackson's mom.
Wiggy, I just wanted to let you know I heard you were going to the concert at TD Garden tonight. They will take any sort of vape that you have. So, I mean, if you're going to try and get it in there, may have to go with the old keister. Just letting you know in advance, brother.
Oh, no.
No. I probably
then you won't have to share it.
Yeah, but then if I'm going there, I would just do a pre-roll because then you don't have to worry about that. And I don't mind doing pre-rolls outside, is like, you know, other than my house because, you get
the
all.
The guy's saying, how are you going to sneak the pre-roll in?
Oh, the pre-roll won't go off and throw a metal detector.
Well, they might search you.
No, they ain't going to search you for what?
You're not going to be the only person with this plan.
No, believe me.
They're also not going to, like, look in your shoes.
Yeah, the weed smoke will be very, very thick. At Wu-Tang tonight.
Right.
Believe that. Somebody will always get it.
You could get high just being there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's secondhand high thing. That doesn't work. That's a myth. Yeah.
Hotboxing works.
No, it's a hot boxing.
Yeah.
Like where you have to literally be in a confined, tight space.
Yeah, what if you're in the elevator at TD?
Yeah, well, you're not smoking in the elevator, Courtney. This is not.
I'm not Courtney.
Motley Crue. Oh, damn. I just always, Meg, I'm sorry. Again, I'm horrible at names.
Also, hotboxing, the title of the second forthcoming book from Jaron Duran. Is that too much? All right. Well, anything else? More?
Did you know that the Red Sox are 7-0 since Curtis went on vacation? Just saying.
They are doing
he
really
He might not
good.
Come back.
Yeah.
Like, they keep this going. He may not be back with us.
Thank God Courtney's on vacation. I don't know if I could take any more talk about her poop fetishes.
What? Want to normalize aqua dumps?
Yeah.
She has a weird thing where she doesn't eat at all in the morning because she doesn't want to go to the bathroom in the work restroom.
Right. In the restroom over here?
Yeah. Any other
Nobody
than
uses that women's room. No. I cannot poop into a bag.
Do you have a problem with going here?
No, it's like a personal restroom. There's Is it about me?
No.
She doesn't want to share the bathroom with me? Because there's not a lot of other women on this floor.
That's true. I mean, but there are other women.
Should I take offense to this?
No, there are saleswomen. There are, there's women who work in traffic, women who work in marketing. So it's not.
She don't do it anywhere. Yeah. And barely hotels when she, she's very, very.
Jacoby Brissett was that way, too.
Very, what's it?
Really?
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett said that he would not use public bathrooms.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's very uncomfortable when it comes to poop.
Well, what did he do? Just wait until he got to his...
I guess.
Cut it loose, folks. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
It's not good for your system.
Nobody's thinking about it as much as you're thinking about it.
Especially playing the NFL. Especially playing the NFL in those locker rooms. I mean, not being able to do it in the locker room.
Okay, I can understand not wanting to run down to the bathroom that's right next to the field. you know, the little staircase.
Like
at
the porta potty?
No, no, no.
Oh,
the one that's down below.
Yeah, yeah. No,
there's,
I'm not talking about
like
in
a
the
one stall down. I understand not wanting to do that, but
in the
you got to live your
fine
life.
Yeah, in the locker room, you're fine.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's electric.
Jones and Keith coming up next. You can watch them for the next 4 hours on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show and Jones and Keith and this station on Twitch presented by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you're in the market for a diamond, go see them because you're going to pay less and they're going to teach you everything that you need to know about diamonds. Mago, great job.
Oh,
last
thank
couple
you
days. Really?
Thank
are you,
you?
You're back next week.
I think I'm back for a couple days. Yes.
Okay,
and then I'm going on vacation again.
Again? How many vacations? What? Like, what is with?
It's
the
a
full
mini one. This is just a couple. This is just a long weekend.
You were already gone for a week. Like I like
a couple
you
weeks ago.
Okay, like one every 2 weeks. I mean,
it's like what were they calling it? A mini retirement?
Yeah.
Micro retirement.
Yeah, some micro retirement.
I'm micro retiring and then coming back out and then going back.
All right. Well, enjoy Maine. Wiggy, enjoy Wu-Tang tonight. What do you?
So, that's the Wu-Tang song.
Yeah, Wu-Tang is for the children.
Wu-Tang Forever.
Looks like Jaron Duran.
It's like a W. like it's a little. It's bring Jaron Duran together. I love the Jaron Duran celebration. Be on the lookout for it at the game, though. Like, see who he's doing it to.
Seriously, you need to scout this tomorrow.
There's got to be somebody that they're doing it to.
Oh, I think there probably are, and I think they are probably female.
Where's
Red
the
wag
section?
How many DMs do you think he's gotten since he started that?
He hits him out the park. Say what you want about Jaron Duran. That guy, he looks like he definitely hits him out the park.
All right. Well, 7:10 first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 4:10 tomorrow. And it's a huge series, big series for these guys. So you can talk about that with Jones and Keefe all day long. Tonight, by the way, these guys at Fenway Park, it is Dropkick's bobblehead night tonight, and they'll be throwing out the first pitch and hanging around with Sam Adams out on the right field deck. So maybe see you there as well. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.